What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking about this cancellation of Roseanne Barr's TV show. Now, I never watched the show myself, either originally or in its recent incarnation. I do understand she's conservative, and the show catered to a conservative point of view, which may have been why it was in the crosshairs, because more and more people are stepping up and saying there does appear to be a double standard here, that when you're a liberal person, you can say or do whatever you want and nothing will happen. But conservatives are held to these insane standards. Now, I don't agree with what Roseanne Barr tweeted. I think she crossed a line there, but I don't think she should have lost her show. But you've got like people like Jimmy Kimmel ran that racist skit. He goes out and he has women, young women, basically fondle his junk for on air for laughs. They go out there with a camera and he just invites women to grab his crotch. Apparently, a lot of women are willing to go along with that here. And then there was the time Bill Maher comparing Trump to an orangutan. Nothing happened to him. So the message is kind of clear. If you're a liberal, you know, everything and everybody's fair game. It's only if you're a conservative, oh, you got to be careful what you say. It's more bias here. All right, let's take a phone call from Don in Iowa. Aloha, Don. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, Mike, on this double standard, no doubt about that. I remember when Trump first got elected, and Madonna, of course, she's a rock, I guess, or a pop star, and maybe they will give her more leniency compared to a TV star like Roseanne. But she said she wanted to blow up the White House. They had these rallies that were basically Trump denial rallies. He's not our president and this kind of thing.
I remember those.
She was trying to incite a riot is what she was trying to do. She said, I would like to go blow up the White House. And I don't know if it happened or not, but the FBI should have been visiting her the next day and interviewed her. I don't know if they did or
well, not. Certainly the Secret Service protective detail should have gotten involved, because it is, in fact, a federal crime merely to threaten the life of the president. And right. I imagine that probably extends to the vice president and members of Congress as well. But there was a lot of that going on where you had these liberal stars out there, these Hillary crybabies, and they were out there saying, I just want to kill him. I want to do this. I want to do that. And finally, the Secret Service did start paying visits to these people. Who are out there saying, well, I have a right to freedom of speech and I have a right to threaten. And actually, no, in this particular case, there is a law saying that, you know, you're not allowed to threaten the life of the president. Your First Amendment right is that you can disagree with him publicly and you can criticize the president for his actions, supposedly without fear of reprisal. Okay, but crossing the line into threats of violence, that's not what the First Amendment was intended for.
Really, you're not. I think it's against law to threaten the life of anybody, to plan a murder or to incite a riot, but especially the president of the United States. I mean,
is a law specific to the president of the United States. I don't know if there's actually a law that would make it a crime if you were to, like, just threaten my life. Maybe somebody's familiar with the letter of the law on that one. But I know it's a specific law specific to the president.
Well, Roseanne, you know, she's a comedian. David Knight did a good segment on that this morning. Basically, comedians always jab people, like Don Rickles. Everything he said was a jab, was an obnoxious jab. That was his whole shtick.
In fact, yeah,
every
it was.
Comedian, he got by with it for years. Every comedian, I mean, she called her, what did she say, something like a cross between a water buffalo and something else? And then she came back later.
It was a cross between the Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes, I think, was exactly what you put on out. But, you know, it is rather interesting. If you study the history.
Like, Valerie Jarrett. But she came out later and said she didn't know she's black. She didn't know Valerie Jarrett was black. She doesn't really look black. I said.
As I was about to say, if you study the history of comedy and you go back and you look at the major comedians of the 50s and 60s and even into the start of the 70s, they were saying things that they would be absolutely crucified for today. That's what political correctness has done. As a result, shows that used to be genuinely funny, like Saturday Night Live, these days they're nothing but liberal scream fests, and that's all they are. They're really not funny. They're not creative anymore because of political correctness.
Political correctness is horrible. And one thing that Trump said when he was campaigning, he says he actually made a short statement. About five words, he said, "I am not politically correct," and he got that on the, and that alone is enough to vote for him, even though he's been a disappointment and he kowtows to Israel and all that.
There's no question. I mean, he said all the right things during the campaign, and again, I've made it very clear, my support for Trump was primarily about keeping Hillary out of that Oval Office, and if Bernie Sanders had won that primary. I probably would have supported him.
He would have been president. He would have won. He would have won the election.
I think he would have. If he hadn't been cheated out of it, I think he would have won it. And at least he's going to get back into the Senate here. But Trump is a disappointment. There's no two ways about it. He's not dealing with the political correctness issue. He's not dealing with the vaccines. He's not dealing with election fraud. I agree with Dustin in New Jersey. That wall isn't really being built. Not that we ever really needed one. We just have to enforce the Title VIII laws that we have. Eisenhower shut down the illegal immigrant problem with only 10% of the resources that Trump has. If Eisenhower could do it, Trump can do it. But what Trump has to do is keep his most important promise to we the American people. He's got to start draining that swamp, not open the door and hire in the alligators and the water moccasins to key staff positions.
I think he's trying to get Jeff Sessions he's trying to invite him to turn in his resignation, it seems like. He keeps saying stuff. He won't fire him, but he keeps saying stuff about how Sessions was, which is obvious. I mean, Sessions sucks, and he should be gone. And then if they had a better attorney general, maybe some of this stuff would happen. Okay, I'll let you go, Mike. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates rejoining our network. And I hate to belabor the obvious, but Donald Trump does have the authority to fire Jeff Sessions at any time. All of these top government officials understand they serve at the pleasure of the President of the United States of America. And Trump is showing himself to be very weak, too susceptible to flattery. He needs to toughen up. He needs to get out those presidential brass knuckles. And he needs to go on out there, and anybody who's not doing the job they're supposed to be needs to be gone. So let's get Larry Klayman in there as attorney general or as a special prosecutor. Trump seems to be living under this illusion that the only people qualified to work for the government are inside that beltway in Washington, D.C. And that's absolutely not true. There are talented, educated, knowledgeable, skilled people throughout this entire country from sea to shining sea. And it would be better to replace the people inside the beltway with people from outside the beltway, because the people outside the beltway do not have those compromising connections. All right, let's take another phone call. Al in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Al, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Are you there, Mike?
Okay. Yes, you're on the air. What's on your mind today?
Oh, okay, great. Yeah, I didn't really want to talk about Trump, but you were talking a little bit about political correctness earlier.
Yes.
I don't know what happened, but the video froze, so I had to refresh, and then all of a sudden, I was just before when Dustin came on, so I kind of missed what was going on, but I was wondering, Did you mention anything about what happened with Roseanne Barr and, you know, her silly comments on Twitter and all that jazz?
Yeah, we did about 8 minutes on it, I think.
Oh, okay, because, oh, my goodness. How could she do such a silly thing, Mike? And once again, you know, she's blaming, the blame is going to be put on drugs, which, you know, I can believe that. But, you know, right away, manufacturer of that drug is coming back and saying there's no way, you know. So basically she's being smeared, over this political correctness over something that, you know, like back in the Archie Bunker days, I mean,
I think her show was targeted.
They would nail that guy to in the town square.
It had very good ratings. You know, it had just had the relaunch. It was getting very good ratings. People were tuning on into it. And I think the liberal establishment in Hollywood just said, this has got to go. We can't have this here. People are actually watching a show that basically appeals to the Trump audience. And I think they were just looking for an excuse, and Roseanne gave it to them.
It was just basic common sense, right? And it's really funny how they were actually... You know, the show was making fun of liberalism to a certain extent, but how can you not? You know, like, some of the stuff is just outlandishly crazy. But,
I agree.
but at the same time, it shows acceptance. You know, the different diversity of the newer characters. So, you know, there's a lot of that, and we're basically, you know, Roseanne and I can't think of his name. Anyways, it's John Goodman's character. They kind of turn around in what they think and believe. So, you know, and that would scare a liberal too. Even though you believe in certain things that, you know, you don't just feed someone. You know, that they have to work. You have to grow as a human being. You have to put forth effort. I mean, complacency is idle hands are the devil's playground, Mike, right?
Yeah, so, absolutely, you know. Absolutely. I think when Roseanne was relaunched, I think Hollywood probably assumed it would have a fringe audience because, after all, everybody loves the liberals. And when the show's popularity took off, I think that's when they decided they had to find some way to derail it. And I don't agree with what Roseanne Barr tweeted, but ABC definitely was under pressure to get rid of that show not give conservatives a focal point going into the midterm elections.
Yeah, I thought that right after Trump tweeted, you know, he liked the show, I knew it was on the chopping block. But, you know, I'm hoping it'll get picked back up. And as far as, you know, Roseanne Barr's comments, I mean, she's always been kind of, you know, out there. And, you know, some of the stuff she is doing is a little... Like, you know, I mean, how do you say this, Mike? I mean, it is kind of offensive, you know, and I'll shake my head, but I mean, it doesn't mean that, you know, I have the right to stop her from doing that. No one does, I mean, really. But, you know, I mean, the social morals and mores, I mean, come into a play here. So it isn't so much a left-right thing. It's just a, you know, that's kind of not...
Well, you know, let's get down to the basics here. Because of that First Amendment, Roseanne has a right to say what she said. Okay? I personally choose to refrain from personal attacks on other people, unless I'm really provoked. Roseanne's style is somewhat different. I don't think she should have lost her show for that.
No.
I think her tweet was just an excuse to get rid of a show that was galvanizing conservative politics in this country. And I'm looking at another article here saying, you know, Roseanne was canceled. Why not The View? And I got to tell you, I get emails all the time about what the stuff that's being said on The View. Apparently, Joy Behr has been mocking Mike Pence for talking with Jesus, saying that's called mental illness. Apparently, just going on with all kinds of stuff. So a lot of people are out there saying the Roseanne story has illustrated that there is a double standard, that liberals are allowed to just say whatever they want, no matter how offensive and shocking, and conservatives are still being targeted in inside the media, and that is definitely real. I remember how fast my career evaporated back in the days of Vince Foster. Anyway, we're going to let you go here, and we've got a bunch of callers now, and we're going to switch over to Mateus in Canada. Aloha, Mateus. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, there's a lot of Trump supporter money out there. What a good business investment it would be to fund the production of Roseanne by a bunch of Trump supporters just purely for a for-profit business venture. Nobody likes censorship. So all the Trump supporters don't like censorship. Even I would watch the show, even I had no interest in it before, because it's interesting that it was censored and then brought back to life by the same group that was being censored. But, okay, so next topic.
Well, before you go on to the next topic, there's more to the process of getting a TV show out there than funding its production, because you have to have distribution. Now, I think back to some of the early adventures. There's this animated science fiction cartoon that was originally on Fox. I'm blanking on the name of it. And then they got booted off and they found another network. I would not be surprised, given the show's popularity, Roseanne's popularity, to see somebody like Amazon Prime or Netflix or Hulu pick it up, because I think they're probably much more interested in profitability than they are in pushing the liberal agenda. And ABC, they're going to take a financial hit for this. There are already calls for people to just boycott ABC completely over this.
Yeah, censorship is becoming less and less popular than ever.
Censorship never really was popular, except for, you know, authoritarians.
Exactly. So, hey, as an amateur inventor, I made a promise to myself I would never contribute towards the military. I'll make an exception because this will not increase the deadliness of a Tomahawk missile. In fact, it could decrease proliferation. So remember that story about the Tomahawk getting soft landed by the Russians or somebody in Syria, and then now it's being analyzed? Okay.
Yep.
Well, talk about a no-brainer, obvious solution to this. Okay, so just before you launch, you activate a mechanical spring coil egg timer that is set for longer than the possible duration of the existence of this missile. So,
yes.
You know, if you anticipate the maximum lifespan after the moment of launch being like 1 minute, well, then you set it for 2 minutes. Okay. And then there's no electronics in it. There's no Wi-Fi. It's not electronic. 100% mechanical. It's a spring coil that you set to, say, 2 minutes. Then it just pulls a mechanical trigger of a mechanical gun and fires a mechanical bullet into the heart of the explosive. So, I mean, there's no excuse for ever having a captured missile when you could just set a dummy switch like that.
You're ignoring the weight problem. You know, you're ignoring the fact that all of this you're describing is going to add weight to the Tomahawk and decrease its range and possibly its speed as well. Anything that is up in the air, whether it's a Tomahawk cruise missile or a Cessna or a 747 or a dirigible, they're always thinking in terms of weight versus, you know, distance and speed. All these are engineered to be as light as possible, and they don't like to just add gratuitous weight to it. That's something that the military-industrial complex will do to increase the price of their products, and some of them get really silly. But in general, you don't want to add that kind of weight. And on the assumption that the Tomahawk is going to destroy itself anyway when it hits its target, then it would seem like this kind of a thing would be superfluous. What I think happened is that somebody was able to spoof this Tomahawk into that soft landing, because Tomahawks aren't designed or programmed to have soft landings. They're designed to basically crash into their target, and if they run out of fuel, they just crash into the ground. So anyway, thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go, and we'll be right back after these few words.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And before we get back to the phones here, apparently Senator Feinstein trying to get ahead of the impending release of the Inspector General's report and testimony before Congress is now out there saying that she is releasing a report of her preliminary findings proving that, yes, indeed, the Trump campaign and Russia colluded to try and find dirt on Hillary Clinton. Now, technically, that's not illegal. There actually is no such thing as a crime of collusion under U.S. law. And everybody was trying to find dirt on everybody. But Feinstein is still out there trying to shift the dialogue back onto Donald Trump. It's amazing how shameless these people are. All right, back to the phone lines now. Mark in Florida. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for letting me in, Mike.
Okay, what's on your mind today? Okay. Yeah, I got you. You're on the air.
You was mentioning that Trump should bring in people outside the Beltway.
Yes.
And I would nominate a gentleman named Rodney Dale Class. He's been a guest on John's show.
Okay.
Rodney Dale Class went to D.C. to have his congressman sign some paperwork for him and he had his guns in his truck, and he was arrested. And he fought them in court. And what the federal courts did to him was put an ankle bracelet on him and told him he's not allowed inside Washington, D.C. without a federal marshal escort when they summons him to appear in Washington, D.C. So he was barred from entering Washington, D.C. And he also fought his conviction because they forced him into a plea agreement and won in the Supreme Court, claiming that they had to let him appeal his conviction. They was trying to say he couldn't appeal his conviction, and he appealed to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said, yes, you can.
Okay.
So a person like that, basically he was pointing out all the wrongs, the prosecutors, the police, the judges, everybody that was attacking him, he pointed out all the wrongs they were doing. With a man like that in there, he would have he could point out every wrong from every congressman and how they're breaking their own laws or ignoring their own laws. And that would, he'd be one guy to help Trump clean the swamp. Rodney Dale Class.
Well, he certainly sounds like he's an American who understands the concept of fighting to hang on to our rights here. Is he by trade or profession, rather, is he a lawyer himself?
He is a man knowledge in the law. He's not a licensed attorney, Shyster.
Okay. All right. Well, where would you like to see him put?
Attorney General. Who else? These people, Hillary Clinton can only be brought into court if an attorney general or something like that files a claim against them. As long as they don't, if I robbed a bank and no prosecutor filed a claim against me, I'm free to rob banks, and that's what they're doing. They're not filing claims on them. That's why they're not being arrested.
That's a good analogy. In fact, I just got an email from somebody who's listening to the show over their computer and saying, why have we not seen any prosecutions for the way the DNC stole the nomination from Bernie Sanders? It's just not happening. There's that civil litigation that's going on. But again, we're seeing the deep state not allow their people to be prosecuted. There really is a class of untouchables in this country, illustrated by the Clintons. There is so much evidence of Uranium One, skullduggery. There's so much evidence of corruption involving the Clinton Foundation. Congress is finally getting around to say that, there were deficiencies in the investigation of the email server, but they won't reopen the investigation into the email server.
Well, the thing is, if you or me gave them 1,000 pages of facts and evidence proving that they committed a crime, it means nothing until the prosecutor files a claim. And that's what it is. They won't arrest themselves.
No, you're absolutely right. And that's not the way this is supposed to work. One of the reasons that the Founding Fathers set up the three branches of government was so that those branches did have the authority to go on in and slap down the other branches when they weren't behaving very well. But our system has become totally corrupt. All the real power is concentrated in way too few hands at the very top. It's sickening to see the country headed in this direction. And I agree with that of the caller who called in earlier today. At this point, it's irrecoverable. We're just going to have to let it implode. We're just going to have to let it implode on itself and be prepared to take back control of our country in the aftermath and not let some carpetbaggers come on in here and try and restart the same scams all over again. As far as I consider it, anybody who walks on into the new United States and says, we need a private central bank, boy, is there a candidate for tar and feathers. Anyway, Mark, I got to let you go. We got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be back with more phone calls after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
worry a lot. If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product! It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bomb. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go right back to the phones. Teresa in Tennessee. Aloha, Teresa. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Aloha, Michael. I'm so tickled. I'm long-time listener, first-time caller. My burning question, I've heard you mention several times that you've lost 100 pounds, and I'm just curious to know how you achieved that.
Well, it was intentional, obviously, for health reasons primarily, and it took me 2 years to do. You should never lose weight very, very quickly. All I really did is I researched chemicals that are added to food by food manufacturers that interfere with your brain's I am full signal. Manufacturers love to put these chemicals into the food because then you will eat more, you will buy more,
right.
They make more money. And it's a big reason why we have this obesity epidemic in the United States of America. We are being fed food that makes us want to eat more. And the two chief villains
exactly.
that I got out of my diet is monosodium glutamate, which is sold as a flavor enhancer. But the reality is it interferes with that signal from your gut to your brain saying, I've had enough to eat. And the other one is aspartame, which is supposed to be an artificial sweetener. That one also interferes with the brain signal, I've had enough to eat. In fact, when scientists want to do obesity studies using rats, they'll have to dose the rats' food with tons of monosodium glutamate, MSG. Otherwise, the rats will stop eating. Rats left to themselves don't get overweight. So they had to drug them with MSG to get them fat in order to run their studies. And that was basically it. I also avoided meat and poultry that was hormone treated, because they're given these growth hormones, and any of these hormones that are not fully metabolized by the time the animal is harvested, you're going to eat that, and it's going to affect your body the same way that it would affect the cattle or the chicken. And that was basically it. You know, the weight just came on off, and it's staying off. But that was all it is.
Great.
Just,
Okay.
Natural,
I'll
organic in your food, and stay away from all these
eat more whole foods. You eat more whole foods. Do you eat more whole foods?
Yeah. Well, we have a lot of fresh food here on the islands. We have a lot of farmers markets, just basically stuff that is not processed. And even then, you have to be very, very careful, because at the supermarkets, you know, you'll look at the produce section and it looks like it's all this farm fresh stuff. They still spray it with glyphosate, because glyphosate is a preservative. Glyphosate is not going to have an impact on your weight, it's still something that you should avoid. And so Claire and I, we hit that, non-GMO certified section. We have a down to earth, which is moving to a larger building very, very soon, which I think illustrates the trend. People are just getting away from this corporatized food. A lot of people are very upset that Whole Foods, ever since they've been taken over from Amazon, is now dropping their non-GMO policy. So they're just going to rest on the brand name, where people are going to be led to believe that they're eating healthier food by going to Whole Foods. But no, it's going to be the same GMO stuff you're getting at your local supermarket.
Yeah, we have to really know what we are eating. Yes, yes, indeed.
Absolutely.
Can I say hey to Frances in North Carolina?
You sure can, because she's our next caller.
Is she really? Well, she's just on the other side of the Smoky Mountains from me, and it's always a hoot when she calls. But thank you for the help on the diet. I'll do better. Thank you, Michael.
Okay, but it's, you know, slow and easy. You know, only weigh yourself once a week.
Yeah.
Don't ride that scale every single day, because there's going to be fluctuations and you're going to frustrate yourself. But like I said, it took me 2 years. And, you know, I'm obviously doing a lot better without all that extra weight here. So thank you very much for the phone call. And now we're going to switch over to Frances in North Carolina. Aloha, Frances. I just got done talking with your fan club. What's on your mind today?
I was about to say hello, aloha, and all that kind of good stuff to you both, but now I am floored. I am totally floored. Back at you is the only thing I can tell you, my dear. I hope you didn't get flooded from the rain that came from that tropical depression or whatever. Oh, my gosh, of all the things. But anyway, it took me a bit to try to remember everything that was had been crossing my train of thought here. One, the fact that you mentioned about that the puppet in charge, well, that's not your words, mine in particular, they have the ability to fire whomever, whatever, reminded me of the aspect of two films. One was Day with Kevin Klein, and but I think he really fired anybody, but go figure, they wanted to kill him. And secondly was the first Independence film. I think it was not Bill Paxton that was the president of that, in that film, but he basically told the one cabinet person that was in charge of black projects or whatever had you, that kept various information from the president, all that stuff. He said, well, guess what? You're fired. And he looked at this other gal that was there and says, you can't do that. And she says, yes, he can. And I thought, oh, man, if we had a president like that, this nation would be cooking. But that's what I reminded of, that scenario. Now, as for secondly, you said about the organic foods and non-organic and whatever have you and GMOs.
Well, before we go on to the organic food, one of the ideas I have for the blueprint for the New America is we get rid of this ridiculous aspect of having a president in his first term campaigning for the second term. Let's just say if you win the election, you're president for 8 years. And you don't bother going through a re-election. And that way, you know, and you can't run again. And so you're going to have a president who's in the Oval Office who doesn't need anything from anybody anymore. He doesn't need a Sheldon Adelson's money. He doesn't need George Soros. And that would be a way of insulating members of Congress from these outside or the White House from outside influence. In fact, we should make it single term only. For members of Congress, because so many of them seem to be getting in there long past their prime, like Dianne Feinstein and Maxine Waters. When the founding fathers set up this country, being in the government was a part-time honor only. It wasn't supposed to be a permanent career. Everybody who set up the United States, even as they served as early legislators, they still had their jobs. Thomas Jefferson was a lawyer. Paul Revere was a silversmith. Ben Franklin was a publisher, and on and on and on. And they only met infrequently to deal with the nation's business. And it was never intended to be this full-time, a multi-generational inherited office.
True. However, I have to agree and disagree with your assessment. Reason being, there are already corporate heads that are up in D.C., so they're already versed about what the ins and outs and all that is going on in District of Criminals. So if anything, I would agree with the aspect of it being a four-year term without a midterm election process to say, oh, we did this, and this is what we got to look forward to, and blah, 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 blah. No, 8 years is overkill. We already had that with the Shrub Jr. and so forth back during his period of time after Clinton and his daddy and all that kind of good stuff. So enough of that. We don't need an 8-year term deal with that scenario, so
all right.
Much for that one. But
point taken.
As for the, very good. As for the organic scenario, there is one thing I kind of discovered. You may be able to look it up online, on YouTube or whatever, but they actually do, without having to go through getting an application of sorts, put on your iToy or whatever you want to call it, that tells you which is organic, which is not, blah, blah, blah. There's something about the number code that you look on that's actually printed on the food item.
Yes.
Two of the three I recall, but the third one I'm trying to remember and is elusive to me. One has, I think of four, has to do with something about being chemically treated or not being chemically treated. However, nine is supposed to indicate that the item is organic, which is supposedly non-GMO. But there's a lot more clarification needs to be on that because they have the sticker of the vegetable or fruit item in order for the person to actually know. But if someone were to actually do a lookup of that, it's quite fascinating what you discover without having to really take something with you to the store to actually do a search for that. So I've actually found that rather helpful on my end. So, you know, that's just me, though.
Well, you know, ultimately, these systems will stand or fail based on the integrity of the people putting those labels out there. And one of the things that we've discovered is that the U.S. government, the FDA's certified organic program, has already been eroded by industry lobbyists. And whereas originally the program was, this is certified organic, all organic, now they can get the sticker if there is a below a certain percentage of non-organic components. So the label has been morphed away from being something that is genuinely informative to the consumer to something that is used as a sales tool.
Well, true. That's the reason why I don't tend to rely on USDA as far as marked organic, because to me that's a fraud to start with. Now, if it was back in the 50s and 60s and 70s, I would agree with it. But at the same time, are you joking? If anything, I tend to reflect on whether or not it's been marked as QAI, which is called Quality Assurance International, or let alone certified official, whatever it is. So certified organic stamping or whatever part of the print goes to carry that labeling. So Those I'll go by more than I'll do go by USDA because they're bought and paid for, period. I mean, come on.
Yes.
So, anyway, enough out of me. Hello and hugs and all that kind of good stuff. So, I'm out of here. Later.
All right, later. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you for the phone call. The phone lines are open now. Earlier in the program, I had made another reference to the fact that we really haven't heard much of anything from Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And the supposed vaccine safety commission that Trump promised us. And I stand corrected because somebody just emailed me this article written in April of this year by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and promptly ignored, obviously, by the corporate media. It's apparently being put on out by this magazine called Wise Tradition. They apparently publish a quarterly. And Wise Tradition is part of the Weston A. Price Foundation. And I just posted this to whatreallyhappened.com. And it's talking about the thimerosal travesty. And it gives us a history of thimerosal, who developed it, how it was put into usage. And interestingly enough, there is another clear case of research shenanigans. And it's almost along the lines of when Monsanto was testing Roundup and GMO corn on rats, and they ended the study at 3 months and said, everything's okay, the product is safe, even though they wouldn't serve GMO in their own company cafeteria at the time. Then, of course, that French study came on out and said, well, the medical problems start showing up at month number four. And Monsanto used their economic and political influence to get that article pulled. Then it was reinstated, back and forth, back and forth. Well, according to this article written by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., apparently during the early tests of whether thimerosal was safe to use, they did basically the same thing. They had animals. Apparently, this was all the way back in 1931. Animals seemed to tolerate high doses of thimerosal, but many of those animals died of evident mercury poisoning just days after the study ended. So, again, the research is out there. And this is 1931. This is even before I was born. And the stuff is just... It really is compromised science. It's hard to know what you're dealing in this universe, as it were. Okay, people are still complaining about Bayer and Monsanto's merger, and they're still reminding everybody of how Bayer managed to give thousands of people HIV with a contaminated hemophilia medicine. We've talked about that before. Over in Pennsylvania, in Bucks County, apparently people are being awakened at night to what sounds like loud explosions, and police are asking for help in identifying the window rattling, wall shaking noises. Now, maybe somebody out there live firing with their artillery, but it sounds to me like what they're experiencing are sonic booms from something up in the sky traveling faster than the speed of sound and leaving a shockwave. Now, when Claire and I lived in Southern California, we lived in North Hollywood. Every time the space shuttle was being brought down into Edwards Air Force Base, we would hear the shockwave. And so we understand exactly what that sounds like. And that may mean that somebody is testing something and we won't find out what it is for a while. The government does love to keep their secrets here. Every Christmas, I'll put out this little story I wrote years ago about how our town in New Hampshire got tinseled one Christmas, and nobody would say anything about it. And it wasn't until sometime later that the Air Force admitted they were testing an anti-radar chafe and accidentally unloaded a couple of tons of it all over our little town. But it was pretty to see there. There was this one other time, walk down memory lane here, something fell out of the sky very close to our home. And everybody was talking about it. We drove on out to see it. It had landed on an ice pond and it had melted through the ice. And the outline in the ice was of a clearly symmetrical artificial shape. And the Army showed up and chased us all away and chopped up the ice and whatever it was, they took it away. So lots of secrets out there. Okay. Apparently, David Hogg is still out there trying to rally the troops, as it were, for a gun ban. And he's basically starting to act like an extortion artist. He did a die-in protest at a Publix supermarket demanding that Publix no longer support political candidates who are in turn supported by or support the NRA. And apparently this thing backfired, and a lot of people got very angry about this. And it is a reminder that people don't respond to bullying. And it is a reminder that if you pay a ransom for somebody who's been kidnapped, there'll just be more kidnappings. All right, we're going to take a break here, back with the last segment of our show today after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Now, I've had this story in my talking points for a few days, and I'm happy to see that it has a positive resolution. Apparently, somebody put out an active shooter game. That's what it's called, active shooter. And players can take on the role of a SWAT team member trying to stop an ongoing school mass shooting, or the role of the shooter themselves. And a lot of people came on out and said this is wholly inappropriate, and I tend to agree. And people were just outraged at this thing. And I could understand that a lot. And I hope people just wouldn't actually think about buying this. But apparently the app now has been withdrawn because of the public outcry. It is a very inappropriate thing. On a general note, by and large, most computer games do seem to be about violence. Now, some are not. There's, what is it, Forge of Empires, where you're actually out there trying to build a city and a civilization. And I'd like to see more games like that, that appeal to and encourage, shall we say, our more civilized functions, rather than just have a gun or a sword and shooting everything that moves. I don't know about you, that wears out real quick. But again, I don't play computer games. The only computer games I have are flight simulators. And yes, when I was younger, I would dogfight the other planes. But these days, you know, I'm just happy taking a passenger plane from Honolulu to Maui and back. Yep, I'm a pilot. What can I tell you? Apparently, Tesla is in trouble again. One of their cars in the semi-autonomous autopilot crashed into a parked police car. And Tesla is now saying that apparently the autopilot function is not designed to avoid a collision, and says that drivers should not rely on it entirely. Well, I think that's a big reason people pay that money for the Tesla, is that it supposedly can drive itself. And for them to come on out and now admit that the autopilot is not designed to avoid a collision, that to me is a really big hole. Now, I'm a fan of electric cars in general, and I have been a fan of Tesla, but it looks to me like their most recent offerings have been value engineered, and it's probably because they're running out of money, they're running at a loss. They just slapdash something together, put it on out there to try and sell it. We're seeing that from too many American corporations right now. We're not talking about something you use in your home like a hair dryer, where if it fails, you just, okay, throw it in the trash. We're talking about a car carrying people, carrying your family, carrying your loved ones, and crashing into stuff. It's amazing here. Meanwhile, over in Japan, as you know, people are very comfortable with the idea of computers and robots. And apparently, there is now a Buddhist temple offering a funeral service for robot dogs for the owners of the Aibos, which was actually a pretty cool little robot. And it cost about $3,000, and it's quite convincing. And people apparently got very attached. And when they quit working, now they can have a Buddhist funeral service. There's the music. Time for me to get on out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots and lots of interesting things to share with you. And we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.